Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. The way you do that is to get involved, right? To get engaged, to get informed, if you would. A lot of stuff going on in the news, a lot we can catch up on. Sonya Smith joins me in the next hour. I got a lot for her. I got a lot to drive her nuts, actually. I love doing that. Have you figured it out yet? You know, I always jokingly say she kicks the weekend off with us because she's usually here on Fridays. And it's kind of like the week is wound down. She's trying to wind down. A lot of you try. And then we hit some of these stories. You go, my God, I'm all wound up again. What do I need to do? How do I fix this? Well, the good news, CBS, NBC, ABC, all have taken a hit again as of late. And they should have. You know, the big networks saw a huge ratings decline during the January 6th hearings. And I said it last night, which was true. It is a production. It is a misinformation, what would you call it, right? If you got a documentary, we're going to call it a mis-a-documentary. I mean, seriously, I don't know what you'd actually call it. But it was full of misinformation, highly edited video, and nobody there to tell the other side of the story. How is that a hearing committee hearing? As a matter of fact, I found out today, and doing a little reading and research, that it's an illegal hearing. Totally illegal. Because the members have to be made up, the members of the committee have to be made up of members that have been nominated by their side. By their respective side. So if you have the Democrats, the leader of the Democrat Party has to nominate those to be on that panel if you're on the Republican. Now, neither one of the two that are there were nominated. Nancy Pelosi handpicked them. How is that a nonpartisan committee? Can you explain? CBS, NBC, ABC, they all switched their regular primetime programming to the House Select Committee on January 6th, first public hearing on Thursday, and they saw a massive ratings decline. That's according to Nielsen. ABC, whose fall schedule normally included Grey's Anatomy at 8, took in the largest haul of viewers with 4.8 million, or 360 million people in this country. But let's go on. 4.8 million, while NBC, CBS carried 3.5 million and 3.3 million respectively. All right, so that means 7, 8, 9, 10, just under 12 million people watched, which is nothing. All right, what did 11 million people watch those failing Grammys or whatever they were? The three outlets typically average 18 million collectively during the prime time, according to Adweek's analysis of weekly TV ratings for the week of May 30th. ABC's World News Tonight and David Muir averaged 7.4 million. That's what they average for the week of May 30th, while NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, he sees well over 6 million in total. They didn't come near any of these numbers. None. So that means people who normally tune in during those hours, during those time frames, went over there and went, nah, I'm not dealing with this. Moved on to something else. The polls show that this is not an issue for the average American. And they think, like everything else, they're going to shove it down your throat by, here, look, you have to watch this because we're telling the truth. They're lying. Here you go. And they so much believe in the Constitution. They so much believe in law and order that it's an illegal committee to begin with. They are editing and doctoring up the video that you see. There are no witnesses for the other side. Absolutely none. No commentary for the other side. The committee asserts that the former President Donald Trump was at the center of all of this to overturn the 2020 elections. How are you going to overturn the 2020 elections with a protest? How are you going to overturn if they burn down the Capitol, if, I'm not telling them to do it, how does that turn the election around? I'm curious. I didn't know. Was there a law that said if the Capitol gets damaged in any way, then the other guy gets the presidency? I don't get it. Right? You know, the Vice President Pence, he was within his rights for what he did. And even I'll even go further than that. It wasn't just that he was within his rights. He could have sent it back to some of the states. Said, there's our irregularities here. You need to redo this. Your legislature needs to vote on this. So they weren't trying to take the vote away. They were saying, go back to your state legislatures and redo this vote. Confirm this vote. But the Dems didn't want that to happen because they knew some of those legislatures would have to say that the votes were illegal, the way they went down were illegal, not within the law, and they would have had to either do a revote, they would have had to vote from within their legislature, which is how most of them read. If there's an issue with the election, then the legislature itself votes for president. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? Well, you know what they said, that when President Trump got in office, the Dow was going to take a nosedive. It was going to be bad. It was going to, apparently they had the wrong name. Insert Biden here. Dow dropped nearly 900 points as inflation starts to really affect American people. And Joey B says, I don't know what to do. Mr. Trump, help. And that's what he should say. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet sleep for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, I love that bass line, by the way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what I want you to be. And you get that by getting informed. We all know that. You get it all by getting informed, right? Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get at it again. We're talking a little bit. I don't want to do the whole hour on this, okay? Talking a little bit about the January 6th fiasco, theater, whatever you want to call it. Right? And I love these people that are whining. Listen, this is a Capitol Police officer. And I'd love it if a New York cop would call, a Chicago cop, a D.C. cop, or whatever would call in and help me with this. I'll do the stock market thing in a minute with Trump. But this one stood out, and I got to do it now. You know me, right now. Now's the time.
I can just remember my breath catching in my throat because what I saw was just a war scene. It was something like I'd seen out of the movies. I couldn't believe my eyes. There were officers on the ground. They were bleeding.
I love this. I love that the January 6th Commission is playing this testimony. They want you to hear how bad the Capitol Police have. Oh my God, these people were on the ground. There were policemen on the ground. And people were kicking them and hitting them. And it was like a war zone out there. Have we heard any of these testimonies from, well, remember when Seattle was burning? Portland? Remember, Chicago? Streets of New York. I mean, my God, the New York cops. Those poor guys were having frozen water bottles. Nobody did anything about it. Not a thing. People weren't being arrested in masses. We saw the same thing happen in every major city. And these Soros-paid-for progressive lefties decided that not to arrest the people. Let them burn off some energy. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for this Capitol Police officer who didn't get any help to begin with from her commanding officers. This had nothing to do with the people there. They were offered help. Pelosi and the rest of them refused to take it.
They were throwing up. They were, they had, I saw friends with blood.
Police officers were throwing up because of what they saw. One guy was telling me to be a Capitol Police officer, they really don't expect this kind of thing. And if they think it's going to be this bad, usually they send the National Guard in. So what happened?
All over their faces. I was slipping in people's blood. I was catching people as they fell.
Let's see if I can remember my lines. I'm trying to remember my lines. Oh, my line. What was I supposed to say after this?
Carnage. It was chaos. I can't even describe what I saw. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer, I would find myself in the middle of a battle.
Okay. That is too good to give up. As a police officer, I never thought I'd find myself in the middle of a battle. Why did you become a police officer? Nobody ever expects to be shot. I get that. But you're going into a job where you're going after, where you're going to be around, bad guys. People that want to do harm, not just to you, but the people that you're protecting. The buildings that you're protecting. And you really never thought that something like this might happen?
Instead, I think that as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer, I would find myself in the middle of a battle.
Can you imagine... Can you imagine joining the military? Right? Going into battle, going back into your recruiter, your recruiter's office afterward and saying, oh my God, I never in a million years thought when I joined the military, people would be shooting at me. I mean, seriously. No. These people are serious. I find this so interesting that these are the things that they're saying and they're expecting us to take them serious. All right. I was talking earlier about how the Dow dropped nearly 900 points and Joey B has no idea what to do about inflation. And the thing I find really interesting about this is remember what we heard. over and over and over again, right? If Donald Trump becomes president, the economy's going to tank. We'll be in a recession. We'll have all these fights. Well, I guess we need now to replace that name with Biden. This is Biden's economy. This is Biden's doing. This is not Donald Trump's doing anymore. Right? There's no residual from the first few months they came together. The stocks ended down sharply again today. They posted their biggest weekly percentage decline since January. Right? Consumer prices in May fueled investor worries about more aggressive interest rate hikes by the Fed. They're talking about interest rate hikes already. Right? The mortgages are up at 5%+. Not under Trump, they weren't. The Dow sank by 880 points. That's a lot, people. That's a lot. The NASDAQ tumbled 3.5 points. Now, tech and growth stocks, whose valuations rely more heavily on future cash flows, they led the decline. Microsoft, Apple, they were among the biggest losers. If you look at the inflation report, the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury yield reached 3.15%, the highest since May. It's going to keep going down. Labor Department reports show the consumer price index increased 1% last month after gaining 0.3%. It's going nowhere. It's flushable. Year on year, CPI surges 8.6%, its biggest gain since 1981. Stocks have been volatile all year long. And the recent sell-off, ready for this one, is due to the uncertainty over the outlook for inflation and interest rates. And with all that, they go, we're going to raise interest rates. What could go wrong? They have nobody there who knows what they're doing in the White House. Absolutely no one. Show us in your house. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol revealed new insight into what happened that day during its primetime hearing Thursday night. According to Vice Chair Liz Cheney, then-President Trump made no calls to direct law enforcement agencies to protect the Capitol. Instead, then-Vice President Mike Pence did, effectively taking on the role of president.
The president responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it."
The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a COVID test within a day before boarding the flights, easing one of the last remaining government mandates. A senior administration official today said that the mandate will expire this Sunday at midnight. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Come see your host, always a pleasure. 855, love to hear what you have to say. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I may wait on this. Wait till Sonja comes on. Because some of the stories, I think I just saw a story go by that basically said, look, the black Americans are buying more guns than ever before. Now, for the left-leaning, I want to call it paper, publication, whatever, then it's because they're afraid of us white supremacists. If it's a right-leaning or more moderate paper or publication, it's just because they're just afraid, period. They see where things are going. You know, if you do your homework, you'll find out among the original gun grabs, if you would, right? Among the original gun grabs was to keep blacks from hanging guns, having guns. Right? And that's just wrong, period. And we knew it was wrong. And that's what the NRA came about for, to make sure the black community could have the guns if they wanted them. But God forbid anybody bring that up or anybody even talk about that. It's really ridiculous. I thought it was hilarious. I was down at the gun shop a couple of weeks ago. And because, one time here in California, it was really hard to get ammunition. So I was down there. There was probably 15 of us in line. 70% of them were black folks. I probably was the only quote-unquote truly white guy in the line. Black and Hispanics were the ones in front of me. And, in doing these stories every night, you start noticing stuff like that. And if I was in a different frame of mind at the time or had some of my cards on me, I would have asked them, okay, so are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of the government? Why are you in here buying guns? One guy said he was driving all around the place looking for ammunition. I told him exactly where he could go get it. But seriously, they want to twist this and say the reason blacks are going in there buying guns at high numbers, or large numbers, is because they're afraid of the white guys. You know, before the Civil War ended, you know, states had slave codes. Yeah, they prohibited slaves from owning guns. Now, after Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 63, right, and after the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery was adopted, the Civil War was ended, states persisted in prohibiting blacks from owning firearms. In 1857, a decision in Dred Scott versus Sanford to uphold slavery, it was specifically articulated in there. The United States Congress overrode most portions of the black codes by passing the Civil Rights Act of 1866. The legislative history of both the Civil Rights Act and the 14th Amendment, as well as a special report of the Anti-Slavery Conference, are replete with denunciations of these particular statutes, denied blacks equal access to firearms. After the adoption of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, most states turned to factually neutral business or transaction taxes on handguns. Now, however, the intention of these laws was not neutral. An article in the Virginia Official University Law Review called for a prohibitive tax on the privilege of selling handguns. They figured this was a way of disarming, as they put it, the son of Ham, whose cowardly practices of toting guns has been one of the most fruitful sources of crime. Let a Negro board a railroad train with a quart of mean whiskey and a pistol in his grip, and the chances are there will be a murder. Right? These were the Democrats. Anyway, you know, we'll go through this when Sonia joins me. Because I think this is a big deal. I think this is stuff that we need to talk about. Because we need to talk about it and say, no, it's not. All right. You know, I've been a big mouth about regular radio, what we call terrestrial radio. No, not extraterrestrials. Don't get stupid on me. Right? But terrestrial radio. What I mean by that is we need to make sure that the radio station that I hope you're listening on right now, we need to make sure that we shore them up, they're solid. Okay? And that you're listening enough to and buying from their sponsors so they can stay open and keep shows like mine on the air. Now, I haven't been threatened by any one of the stations that they're going to let me go or whatever. But there's a movement afoot, another movement afoot by Mr. Soros, because he's bought almost 20 Hispanic radio stations. Now, what could he possibly want to do with radio stations? You've got the Florida GOP now. Marco Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio, and Rick Scott. They had a roundtable event in Doral, Florida on Friday. Right? They criticized the sale of 18 Spanish-language radio stations to a group partially backed by billionaire George Soros. They said Marxists are never satisfied. They'll try to silence every voice that's against them. They'll try to control every industry, and they will. As long as you support, like, we're on the GCN network, the Genesis Communications Network. They allow our radio signal to go out via satellite to multiple stations across the country. That takes money. They need to find sponsors so they can keep shows like mine going out there. Now, people like Soros go in and start buying up these radio stations. What kind of voice do you think you're going to have? See, they can't censor us like they do in social media. So it's kind of like, what are they going to do with somebody like me? Well, buy the radio station and get me gone. And that's what they're doing here. Rubio went on to say, we write to urge the Federal Communications Commission within all applicable rules and regulations and pursuant to the FCC's public interest mandate of the Radio Act of 1927. That might have to be updated. To thoroughly scrutinize the proposed sale of 18 Spanish language radio stations. They want them to investigate the so-called Latino Media Network. I mean, for decades, Radio Mambi out of Florida has been one of the most popular stations for Cuban Americans. Its driving mission for over 40 to 50 years has been the freedom of Cuba. And when speaking about Radio Mambo, Mayor Estabo Bova, he says, I don't know when the freedom of Cuba became an extremist topic. A message echoed among participants was believed that this purchase was done right before the midterm elections to silence conservative voices. I believe that to be true. No, you know, there's plenty of times when somebody has said to me, look what they're trying to do, they're trying to do this, they're trying to do that. And you go, okay, you know, right-wing wackoids again, they're going to get us in trouble if they don't shut up, they don't stop doing this. And then what happens? They do it. They actually pull it off and they do it. And you have to sit there scratching your head going, oh my God, I missed the boat. So I'm not going to miss the boat anymore. I'd rather put it out there and be wrong now, right? Then be quiet, have it happening. Oh, geez, I should have spoke up. I should have said something. Because I saw it happening and I should have said something. You know, a lot of us, are, you hear on the radio, we're not geniuses, we don't have any special superpowers or anything like that. We happen to have a microphone. But some of us, like myself, have been in business for ourselves. We've seen human nature, we've seen how people react to things. And I have, you know, I tell you, when I sold my business back in 2009, I sold a computer company. Part of it was, I'm not an economic genius, again. I saw how my clients were paying slower. I saw how they weren't ordering new equipment. I saw how they were asking us to keep the equipment that they had running because they sensed that there were some economic issues in the air. We were able to look at all that and decide, hey, this isn't going to go well. And it didn't. I sold just in time, but I'll tell you what, there were a lot of people hanging out there in that economic downturn, and it wasn't good. Jump into your host. Be back in a few minutes.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Hit the button, start to speak. I got to remember that. Sorry. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Head over to MyPillow.com. As I keep telling you, I don't sound like I'm begging, but I'm really not. I'm just trying to inform. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Liddell working hard to keep us all making a few bucks online because we can't do it. I'm telling you. I don't care how big of an audience you have, conservatives and such, it's almost impossible for us to make money online. So a lot of people sell a mug. We have mugs. If you want a mug, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You know, we have mugs. We have all kinds of stuff, too. But really, sincerely and honestly, what it all boils down to is if you go over to MyPillow.com, Mike's been real generous with us, okay? First of all, use promo code Joe on your way out. Yeah, J-O-E. Can't make it any easier than that. Promo code Joe on your way out. You'll get 50 to 60% off depending on what you buy and what you're doing. Some of this stuff is buy one, get one free. All right? But you can't do it unless you go there. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe on your way out, and all will be good. Seriously, okay? All right. Where was I? No, really, seriously, folks, there is so much I want to go over tonight. Sonny Schmidt will join us in the next hour. Representative Johnson, he's feeling that the January 6th hearings are more like Trump's third impeachment. They are working overtime to keep him from being president again. Now, they were bringing up things today. Oh, no, I'm sorry, yesterday in the hearing. What do you think about this? They were talking about how Trump, during the riots or during what was going down, when they were asking him what to do, what they should do, Trump said, maybe our people got something right here. Maybe, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, maybe they need to be doing something like this to get the attention of the people. So they're trying to hold that as another thing against Trump. Another reason, you know, this is treason, this is what, yet they were all over the place. Come on, be honest about it. The Democrats were all over the place when Antifa and the rest of them were doing what they were doing. That was okay. That was perfectly acceptable. Haven't figured out why yet, but supposedly it was perfectly acceptable. Right? Remember the whole thing about going on the streets? Let them know, Maxine Waters, let them know they're not welcome here. Get up in their faces. Whether they're in a restaurant or shopping, doing whatever, get in their faces. The one thing that stands out about the House Select Committee that's doing the investigations is every one of those members, you can see it in their face, they hate Donald Trump. Simply hate him. There's nothing but the third impeachment of Donald Trump. That's according to Louisiana representative on National Report. He added that the committee members' rage can be seen in their comments on a moment-by-moment basis. They're invested nearly a year, Johnson said. They've invested thousands of hours, millions upon millions of our taxpayer dollars. For what? They've interviewed hundreds upon hundreds of witnesses, about 100,000 pages of documentation. They hired lawyers and consultants out of Hollywood. Oh, not to mention the Hollywood producer. Right? To rehash things that we already know. They've already talked about a million times. And they refuse to show the video of the police officers at the Capitol ushering these people in, allowing these people to come in. How does that work? Really? The 2021 attack on the Capitol, said Johnson, was terrible and it was tragic. But at the same time, the United States had moved on. You know, and they're talking about how this is the worst thing that ever happened to Capitol. They forgot about the bombing inside the Capitol, right? Now, inflation is outrageous. No comment. There is an immigration crisis. Nothing from the White House. We have a supply chain crisis. Listen. Okay, some of you guys are going to laugh at me, but I don't really care. I love Welch's grape juice. And Welch's, you can send a check to my address. It's on my website. And I use it because I drink liquid vitamins and it helps kill the taste, blah, 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 whatever. Right? So, I can't find Welch's juice anywhere. I can get all kinds of other juices, but not Welch's. What happened? Do we now have a grape shortage? Is that what happened? I mean, seriously, I only asked the question because, again, there are other grape juices there, but not Welch's. So where are they getting grapes from? China? How is the supply chain hurting them? We have rising crime in our cities. With everything else going on, with what we caught Antifa doing, what we caught BLM doing, the only people going to jail in any way, shape, manner, or form, and in some cases illegally, not being allowed representation or outside contact, are the people from January 6th. Who did far, far less damage than anyone in those Antifa groups in any one of those other cities. There will be six more hearings, said Johnson, and they'll only serve the purpose to get Donald Trump. That's all they want to do. They're very clear. This is to punish him for all the grievances they have against him. They're going to go after the people around him. People, this is what dictators do. Okay? This is not a carrying out of justice. These are vengeance trials. These are what the communists do. This is what Russia has done in the past. You go into trial. You don't have the ability to defend yourself. You don't have the ability to push back or rebut what they're saying. You'll be found guilty and executed before noon so everybody can have lunch. Right? I mean, you ever watch Hogan's Heroes? I know it's kind of funny, but, you know, and they would always do that when they were talking about it. They said, yes, we're going to have the trial at 10 o'clock. We'll have the execution at 11, and there will off be a lunch at noon. That's how these things work. Right? And the more these hearings... Now, look, the beauty about this is nobody's watching these. But they're having these hearings, they're trying to distract you from what's going on around you. Right? From the fact you can't get the things you want. The food's gone up 40% here in California. Their gas stations now in California selling gas at $8 a gallon. So when they say the national average is 402, where? The Democrats have nothing, absolutely nothing to run on. What, higher crime, bad economy, highest inflation? What are they going to run on? So they need this. They need to try to make this stick. It's not going to stick. And then they're thinking that Roe versus Wade is going to stick. That's not going to stick either. Wall Street Journal came out today that abortion and same-sex marriage is like 12th and 15th on the list, respectively. Right? People are worried about the economy. They're worried about jobs. They're worried about their kids in school. Hello? And then what do? The Democrats double down on this stuff. It's almost like they hear absolutely nothing about what you say. Just, oh, to me, it's just always amazing. Johnson also discussed GOP legislation called the Illegal Accountability Act. If passed, it would levy a prison sentence for anyone leaking information from the Supreme Court after the leak of the draft decision on Roe versus Wade that has led to protests outside justice. And that's the other thing. Nobody's above the law except for the protesters that are protesting the conservative judges. They're allowed to break the law. Yeah, people, it is against the law to protest out in front of a judge's house. Right? They're not just looking to protest. They want some damage done here. They want these guys to be afraid to vote on the Constitution. This is not the way to do it. Anyway, we want to make up to five years in prison, the penalty for that, for, you know, protesting out in front of the judges, especially Supreme Court houses. The independence of our judiciary is essential to our system of justice, the rule of law, and the Constitution. See, they pick and choose. You couldn't fight, to my Republican friends, you couldn't fight the Democrats if they doled out the law equally among everybody. Right? You know, if they went after Antifa, if they went after these people protesting out in front of Kavanaugh's house and other justices' houses. Right? And they have to go everybody equally. But the one in front of the justice, I mean, that's flat out illegal. Flat out illegal. Not kind of sort of illegal. Not maybe illegal. Flat out illegal. Just amazing, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go fi. I don't know what that is, but don't. Something that's been joining us in the next hour. We'll be back in a little bit.